We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, five words before the end of the page, Tochazi Ma'ika Ben. We just learned that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, when they sent a letter, Rav Yanni sent a letter that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was informing everyone that he's adding on a month to the year, adding another month, Ma'aber HaShana. So it says there that he was informing that we decided, and it was proper in front of me that we should add on a month, and that was a lashon he used, Shapiris Milsa Ba'ampoi. And the Gemara is going to show that his father, Rav Shimon Gamliel's father, who's Rav Gamliel, he used a different language, even though he was considered more of the tougher of the two. Still, he used a lashon that was more anivistic, more humble. Tachazi ma'ika. What's the difference? What is the nafkamina? What's the difference between tekifoi kadmoi lemisoi basroi? The haughty ones of earlier generations, they wrote in a more edel lashon than the next generation. Like Rashi explains, that Rav Gamliel was noyeg srara, zerik mori v'tamidim. He was tougher. It was hard to get into his base medrash. And Rav Shimon was considered a big onuf. And still, you'll see that Rav Gamliel, the father of Shimon, who was considered the tougher one, when he wrote the lashon of his ibur shana, he wrote it in a more anivistic lashon. The tanya I learned in a brisa, ma'aser Rav Gamliel, the story of Rav Gamliel, so Yosef gav male bar bais. He was sitting on a step on the Har HaBayis. Well, Yochanan, pastors, we're talking about after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, because Rabbi Gamliel lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is Rabbi Gamliel, the father of Rabbi Shimon, who was the father of Rebbe. This was after the Beis HaMikdash. So he's sitting on the Har HaBayis, even after the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Well, Yochanan, Shayf HaLoz, Oymer Lefanov. And Yochanan, the Sefer was standing in front of him, and there were three cut pieces of parchment in front of him. Omaloi, so Gamliel said to Yochanan, take one letter, and write in it, to our brothers in the upper Galilee, and to our brothers in the lower Galilee, Shloim Chom Yaske, may your shalom increase. We are informing you, this man, that this man of beer, maizeres is coming. La fruche maizer mat zesa. In Galilee, it was very common to have a lot of zesim, and it was reminding them that it's coming now. Rashi learns it was coming now before erev Pesach of the third year, and or the Pesach of the sixth year. That here it's time to take care of all your chumas and maizeres. Means all your chumo, all your maizeres, you gotta go to Levi. The maizer oni gotta go to oni. The maizer sheni gotta be brought up to shlayim. He says now's the time to get Erev Pesach to say Be'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. The Rosh Hashanah already asks, that's really the fourth year and the seventh year, not the third and sixth, Ayin Shom. But he was letting them know, in the first letter, he was letting the people in Galilee know that it's coming time for Zman HaBir, and you have to take care of your Maestres. V'toil, then he tells him to take another letter, that's one letter, it's going to the Galilee, Upper Galilee, the Upper Galilee, Lower Galilee, V'toil Garta Chodok, so even take another letter and write, L'chon HaBeid Reima, to our brothers in the south, Shlim Chayaske, may your peace increase. I'm telling you, I'm letting you know that it's coming time for beer of the Maestres, Lafrushi Maestres, from your wheat and your Tvua, because in this area in the south they grew the Tvua. But, and that's he said, and reminding them that it's time for beer Maestres. Take another letter and write, Lachono b'nei gavosu b'bavel, to let the people know in Chutz La'aretz, in Bavel, Lachono de b'modai, and in Modai, u'l'sharko gavosu yishol, and all other Yidin in Chutz La'aretz, shleim chayaske la'olam, may your peace increase forever, may hoidun anach l'chayin. I want to inform you, the Gezlaya rekichim v'roya arkin, that the Gezlaya are the doves are young, and Raya Arkin and the sheep are young and they're small and immature. Uzmar Dabiv Lemata, and also the Zman Aviv, the time of the ripening of the grain did not arrive yet. Ushvara Milsa Ba'am Poyi of Ampechavaroi, and it was proper, it made sense in my opinion, and the opinion of everyone else, all my friends, all Chavaroi, all my colleagues, Vaisifis Ashad Lo Yemutas, and I added on this year, another 30 days, another month. So Rav Gamliel, who was supposedly a tougher person than his son, Rav Shimon. When he wrote this letter, he wrote in a Lashon of Anivus, he wrote that it's proper for me and for my friends that we should add on another month. Masha Enke, Rav Shimon, who was supposed to be the Anav, he wrote Ba'am Poyi, just himself, like he decides everything himself. So the Gemara says, in the older generations, they were much bigger on Anavim, even the tougher ones were bigger on Anavim. So the Gemara is not a riot. And the Gemara, Dilma Basar da Avru, maybe it was after Rav Gamil was removed from his Nesius. And then he became an Anav. That's the Rashi learns. Rav Gamil, Nesiusa, Nasa, Anav, became an Anav. Tosfos is a little different. Tosfos learns, we know from the Gemara and Brachas, that after a while they reinstated Rav Gamil, but they had a co-Nasi, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He was Nasi with him. Therefore, he means to say, Ba'ampi Chavra, because he wasn't the only one making decisions, Rav Gamil. Therefore, he said, in front of me and in front of my colleagues, which means in front of Elazar ben Azariah. But in any case, it's mashma from here that there was a Karban Pesach, because it says that one of the reasons why we are adding on the month is, first of all, because it didn't reach the Zman Aviv yet, and then as a Sa'ad, like the Gemara says in the bottom of Aleph, as another reason, we add on another reason, is because the sheep are young. The sheep are young. Now, what are you bringing sheep for? The sheep and the Goizlois are Karban Pesach, and the Goizlois are for Zav Mazavis. So Mishlam Karban Pesach, you could say they brought the Karban Pesach even after Beis Mikdash Charev, there could be a tzal like that. But what about the zavim, they're bringing these birds, that you definitely need a mizbech. And the shaila is, if he's talking about after the korban, so what's going on? It is the ritzchias is kasha, ayin sham, the ritzchias, look at the chlish yaran, the ramah. One of the truths they say is, even though it was after the korban Beis Mikdash, every year he made sure we're going to have the sheep for the kabbonis and the birds for the kabbonis, just in case Mashiach comes, we'll have everything ready. And that's how he lived, with Mamash Mashiach coming, and therefore he was said that we're adding on an extra month for these two reasons. So tomorrow, right there, adding more sugya about Ibur Hashana of Alipia, adding a month. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in our brisa. Ashloish Dvar Ma'abrim Es Hashana, for three things. You Ma'abrim the Shana, you add an extra month to the year. Ala Aviv again means that the grain is not going to be ripened on time. So that's Aviv. Al Peres Ilon. The Peres Ilon are not going to ripen on time. You're not going to be able to bring the Bikurim on Shavuos. Tekufa are the seasons. There's different seasons. And we want to make sure that Pesach lands in the beginning of the spring season. And Sukkot lands in before the winter season. So if you have Tekufa, you have to figure it out and add on a month. So for these three things, Yima'abr Sashana. Ala Aviv, Al Peres Ilon, Al Tekufa. Al Shnayim Yima'abrim. If two of them are out of whack, you do a Ibur Hashana, extra month. Al Echem Yima'abrim. But if one of them, then you don't add it on. For example, if Peres Ilon and Tekufa are doing fine, and the Aviv, just the grain is not ready, you will not do a Ibur Hashana just for the Aviv. It has to be for two of them. When one of the two that are not on time is the Aviv, so then everyone is happy. But if the Aviv is going fine and the other two are reasoned at a month, the people are not happy. Why not? Because if you're pushing it off a month, another Adar, it turns out that you cannot eat from the new crop, it's called Chadash, until after bring the Omer. So we added on an extra month of waiting to be able to eat the new crop. So Bishloma, if the grain is not ready anyway, so we don't care. So if Ov, Achamem, Kol Smechem, we're happy. But if the Ov is not one of them, so then people are upset because they could have been eating Chitim ready, but you have to wait now another month because we added on a month. You have to wait another month until Pesach comes, and you bring the Karban Oimer, which is Matir the Chadosh. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Al Tekufa. Now what does it mean Al Tekufa? Eboil Hu. Does he mean to say Al Tekufa Smechem? Does he mean to say that al tekufa smecha means if the kufa is lands up kitikuna and then ma'abra the shana, so then people are not happy? Which means if the tekufa is lined up correctly and the other two are not good, the other and the Paris, what are you going to add an extra month? If you add on extra month, so in the coming year, Sukkot will be pushed off a month more into the winter. And really the tekufa was fine. So to come out, it's going to be a freezing Sukkot. So therefore, people are not happy if the tekufa is going all right. But if the tekufa is one of the things that are not all right, then people are happy. That's what tekufa smechem, like we said about the aviv, that you smechem when the aviv is not ready. Tekufa also, when the tekufa is not good, then people are smechem. But if not, they're not happy. That would be one shot in Rabbi Shimon's adding on. The brisa says, when one of them is aviv, they're smechem. Rabbi Shimon says, also when the tekufa is one of the things that are out of whack, people are happy. or he means something else entirely. Or Tkufa Ma'abrim, what he means to argue and say that Tkufa alone would be a reason to do Ibra Hashana. And why would that be different? So Rashi explains, because Tkufa is a deraisa, you learn it from Psukim. And therefore Tkufa alone would be a reason to do Iber, and that's where we'll be arguing, take, we're not sure what the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel is. Actually, Tosfos adds a kasha on Rashi that he says that Aviv also might be a deraisa, ayin sham. Tanu Rabbanan. When we figure out the things are not the seasons are not correct, the seasons, the fruit, the aviv. So which part of the world is this? So we only work with three arotzes. The three arotzes in Eretz Yisrael, which are Yehuda, the Eva Hayadein, the Galil. The three parts that are part of the Eretz Yisrael. You work with those three. Now, if one of them is good and the other two are not good, so then you make an Ibra Hashana. But if only one of them is no good, they will not do Ibra Hashana. If Yehuda is one of those that are not ready in time, I call Smechem. Which means like this. The carbon of Omer was a carbon they brought from the new Se'irim. They brought the carbon. And with that, they were matir the chadash, and it was lechatchila to get this seirim from Yehuda. It was lechatchila to get the omer, the carbon omer, to bring it from the Yehuda. Now, if Yehuda is delayed and the other two are not delayed, so you're not going to add on a month. If you're not going to add on a month, so then you're not going to add on a month because the other two are not delayed. So then you're not going to be taking from Yehuda. So when Yehuda is the one that's delayed, and because of that, you delayed an extra month, so that everyone's happy because the Omer will be coming from there. But in a case where the other two are fine, and this is let's say a case where Yehuda was fine, let's say Yehuda was on time, and the other two were not on time, and therefore you had to ma'abed Hashana. So it turns out you're not going to be able to use the chitim from Yehuda, you know, the seirim from the Yehuda, the omer from Yehuda. Why not? Because by that time it's not going to be fresh anymore, and you have to definitely use fresh tevuah for the omer. So again, if Yehuda is one of those that are mulcharis that are delayed, I call smeichim, because then the omer will be coming from Yehuda. Masha Inkin, if Yehuda was not delayed and the other two were delayed and you had to push it off a month, you know where the Omer will come from the other two cities and not other two regions and not from Yehuda. Why not? Because Yehuda already will be ready a month earlier and it will be older and therefore will not be used for the Omer. Tanu Rabbanan, learned in a brisa, Eim Abram Es Hashanim Ela BeYehuda. The place where it takes place, the Ibor, is in Yehuda, which Rashi learns specifically in Yerushalayim. V'mebrua v'galol muberes, but if he didn't go, it works. It does not work. What's the makar that it's ma'akev, according to Chananya Ish Oinai, that you have to do the Iber in Yehuda? Called Drisha Shadarish. Every Drisha that you do has to be l'shichnoi, in the place where the Shechina is. That means any place, literally it means you shall seek Hashem, but it means like to investigate, to look into any Ibra Hashana. Has to be done, it should be the place where the Shechina is, which Rashi learns means Yerushalayim. Rashi Shechina, three lines of Aram, Yerushalayim, Vehubi Yehuda. Now the Yad Rama says, not Mashmah, that's Mashmah anywhere in Yehuda. So he says, because Yehuda has Yerushalayim, so therefore anywhere in Yehuda, you can do the Ibra Hashana. So the more another Brayis, the Tanu Rabbanan, Eim Abram Es Hashana El Bayoyim. You only could do the psak to make the new month, the extra month, only by yom. The extra month, only by day. You gotta do it by day. And Ruvel Ayla and Mabaris, you did it by night, does not work. Same thing with Mekarash Zacharis, that's Vidavka by day. And Ketuba Layla and Kurdish, you do it by night, does not work. I'm about my crawl. What's the Makar for this? Because the Pasuk says, Tiku Bechoydesh Shoifer Bekesel Yom Chagenu. It says, you blow a Shoifer, but Bechoydesh, which means when you have Rish Chaydesh, you blow a Shoifer when you have Rish Chaydesh. When is that? When the moon is covered on your yomtiv. Now, which yomtiv has a moon covered? That's Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh. Havayim is Rosh Hashanah, and it says Vayit in the pasuk Yisiv Ki Choyk Li Yisrael Hu. Because the reason is like this: that any other yomtiv, any other chag, is more to the middle of the month. The middle of the month, the moon is the middle of the sky. When is the moon covered? The only yom that the moon is covered is Rosh Hashanah. And so therefore, it's saying in the pasuk that you blow shofar b'chodesh b'kesel yom chagenu, and it's a month when the moon is covered with Rosh Hashanah. What does it say in the pasuk? Ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpat le'keyakov. It's called a mishpat. Ma mishpat b'yoyim, have kiddush achayish b'yoyim. You see from here that just like mishpat is by day, kiddush achayish is by day as well. And the Yad Rama speaks out that who had an Ibra Hashanah, because they're trying to be a raya that Ibra Hashanah should be your day also. Here's only a raya that Rosh Chodesh is by day. But we are saying that it's like there's a heckish one to another, or you have to look at the Yad Rama, what's the pshat, that we're saying just like Rosh Chodesh is by day, so Ibra Hashanah is also by day. Like you see that the Kiddush Chodesh is by day, because it's the Chodesh Ohu Mishpah Leikei Yaakov, and it's talking about the Rish Chaydesh, which is Tikkun B'Chayei Shofar, says he has to be every day. So also, Ibra Shana has to be by day.